This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Before I get into the Bill Cates stuff, which I'll get to in a moment, I'm going to play something that John Thune said today that our side is absolutely loving, which I don't understand at all. Talk about the Overton window moving in the wrong direction. I'll play that in a minute. Then we'll talk about Bill Gates and trusting people. We'll do some emails. We'll talk about, just briefly on the COVID vax, all that and so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, there's something about human nature. We crave things we've been denied. It's the same for all of us. We're all built this way. If you go on a low-carb or a no-carb diet, and no more bread, no more chips, probably very good for you, not denying that, but man alive, are you going to want some freaking chips about day two? just give me all, I need all the Cheddar Bay biscuits. That's the way we are. When it comes to us, you and me, we have suffered for years and years and years with a weak GOP. Communists are committed, too committed, to be honest with you, should be committed. Did you get that dad joke, Chris? Anyway, communists are committed. Communists are all in. They'll fight tooth and nail. Republicans, they cave. We know that. You know that. Now, the result of that is we have been craving people who fight. Craving people who fight back. No more caving, no more wilting in the face of communist aggression. All right. We end up cheering on things we shouldn't cheer because a Republican sounds angry or gets angry. We've discussed it before. It's been a topic of discussion for the last week. On Saturday, November 1st, we are going to be cutting off welfare benefits for 40 million Americans. We have 40 million people in the United States of America. I know it's 42, Chris. We don't have to major on the minor. We have 40 million people in the United States of America on welfare. That is such a disgrace. So many of these people are capable of work. So many of these people are obese. We're one of the only countries in the world where our poor people are fat and our rich people are skinny. You know the reason they're obese? Because they're not out there purchasing the bare necessities. They're purchasing all this garbage while not working. We are paying 40 million people not to work. Many of them weren't even born here. 59% of immigrant families on welfare. The cutting off of welfare is something anybody with half a brain should be celebrating. Do you want to hear what John Thune, he's getting all kinds of praise for this today. John Thune got so mad. Woo! You want to hear what John Thune said on the floor of the Senate today? Here he was.
And we've tried to do that 13 times. And you voted no 13 times. This isn't a political game. These are real people's lives that we're talking about. And you all have just figured out, 29 days in, that, there might be some consequences. There are people running out of money. Yeah, we're 29 days in. And they've done their best to make sure that a lot of these programs are funded. But at some point, the government runs out of money. 13 times, people over here voted to fund SNAP. 13 times they voted to fund WIC. My aching back.
It's just that. Now the brag is that Republicans are trying to fund welfare? Do I have that right? So the brag is that we're more pro-welfare than Democrats? And I'm supposed to, am I supposed to cheer for that? Yeah, these stupid Democrats, they're trying to cut off these people on welfare. Not me. I want to give them all the money in the world. That's what we're cheering for now? Are you kidding me? Come on. All right. Speaking of, come on. You do know Bill Gates. I have mentioned before many times that Bill Gates, the people who think like him, these billionaire anti-human nutters, they have the ability to kill more people than Stalin and Mao combined. They do. This climate idiocy has the ability to slaughter people en masse, and they've been honest, well, relatively honest. They talk about the need to reduce the population. You know, this Bill Gates?
It's an average about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has 4 factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy.
That's just one small nerdy little thing. We played this audio for you a million times. Bill Gates has been loudly proclaiming for years that you, your car, all the energy you consume, your food is bad and evil. In fact, look, it says things like this.
Cows and other grass-eating species have a digestion system that emits methane. And methane is a very powerful greenhouse gas. And so cows alone account for about 6% of global...
This human being has spent years and years and years and years on the most murderous religion in the history of mankind. That would be the man-made climate change religion. These are the people who will, with a completely straight face, tell you that we need to kill 3 or 4 billion people. And they'll pretend to be the good guys. Bill Gates has been one of those guys for years and years and years and years and years. Now Bill Gates, he's getting some credit for coming out and saying this.
Climate is a super important problem. There's enough innovation here to avoid super bad outcomes. We have to frame it in terms of overall human welfare, not just everything should be solely for climate. If you think climate is the only problem and it's apocalyptic, or if you think climate's not a problem at all, my memo will make no sense to you. You'll be like, oh no, it should all be climate. Or you'll be like, why are you even still talking about this climate thing? Why do you invest billions of your money into these companies? The middle position that climate is super important, but has to be considered in terms of overall human welfare. I didn't pick that position because it's a, everybody agrees with it. It's, I think, intellectually the right answer.
Now, that was Bill Gates. He put out a memo really backing off of a lot of his apocalyptic stuff. We have to get to zero. The cow farts are burning down the planet. So it's not like he turned into you or me thinking all this is a ridiculous hoax, but certainly backed off of his most extreme positions. Well, I'm more of a moderate on it now. It's a big deal, but it's not going to end the world. I mean, it's a big deal, but it's not going to end the world. It's a big deal. It's not going to end the world. Doing that real mealy mouth thing where he's trying to walk the tightrope. Now, let me ask you a question. It's just you and me talking here. Do you think this guy, has changed his tyrannical views.
You should have free speech, but if you're inciting violence, if you're causing people not to take vaccines, you know, where are those boundaries that even the U.S. Should, you know, have rules? And then if you have rules, you know, what is it? Is there some AI that encodes those rules? Because you have billions of activity, and, you know, if you catch it a day later, the harm is done.
Look, we can't have you questioning vaccines. There should be rules. Do you think that guy has changed his tyrannical views on the human race, on his role on the planet? Or do you think maybe something else is afoot? Let's talk about that something else. Before we talk about that something else, let's talk about that person you need to hire. I don't know whether your company is trying to grow. I don't know whether you're trying to replace somebody you lost. I don't know whether you're trying to replace some dirtball like Chris. But I do know ZipRecruiter is the way to do it. If you're looking for a seasonal employee, I don't care if you're looking for a Santa Claus, someone to work the pumpkin patch, or maybe you're looking for something else, ZipRecruiter is there. The hiring site employers prefer the most because it's the hiring site employees prefer the most. That's where you go upload your resume and you sit back and wait because you know ZipRecruiter's matching technology puts the best resumes in front of employers immediately. It's instant and you can try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday, a hump day. Okay, so Bill Gates he's changed his ways. He's changed his thinking on all this man-made climate change stuff. I mean, before he told us that the cows and their farting were warming the planet. He told us we had to get goods and services and food to zero. A lot of people need to die. But today he woke up and he had a change of heart. It's still really important, keep in mind, but not the end of the world. Now, why? Why do you think? Well, this comes back to a question we've had many times before, a topic we've had, I should say. Why is it communists always destroy middle-class people? Those are the ones they're trying to eliminate. But why isn't it the poor people right away? Why isn't it the super-rich people? Why is it the middle-class people? Why was Stalin killing the kulaks? Why have you watched the American middle class, maybe you're part of this, be wrecked and pushed down into poverty? What is the purpose? Why the middle class? Middle-class people are wealthy enough to not need the government. They don't need a welfare check. Therefore, their livelihood, their everything, isn't tied to the government. But they're not so wealthy that their empire absolutely needs government help, or at least government position or permission to continue to exist. Communists love billionaires. They love poor people. What they don't like is the middle-class family who has just enough money to be free, but not so much they need the United States government. Bill Gates hasn't changed a single goal, a single motivation at all. Bill Gates, he sees which way the wind is a-blowing. Bill Gates, all these billions of dollars here and billions of dollars there as he's declared war on prosperity around the globe. He hasn't changed his thinking. He's 70 years old. He hasn't changed his thinking. He hasn't changed his ways at all. What Bill Gates is concerned about is access to the White House. What Bill Gates is concerned about is that next grant he needs, that next permit he needs, that next this, that next merger, that next whatever. And that's the only thing he cares about. By the way, why was he so involved in all this climate change stuff forever? He accidentally gave it away here.
Climate is a super important problem.
There's enough innovation here to avoid super bad outcomes. We have to frame it in terms of overall human welfare, not just everything should be solely for climate. If you think climate is the only problem and it's apocalyptic, or if you think climate's not a problem at all, my memo will make no sense to you. You'll be like, oh no, it should all be climate, or you'll be like, why are you even still talking about this climate thing? Why do you invest billions of your money into these companies?
Billions of money, huh? Hey, Bill, why did you invest billions of dollars? Was it just out of the goodness of your heart? Or did Bill Gates and many other very wealthy people around the globe, did they catch on to the fact that all this solar panel stupidity, all this wind farm garbage is extremely profitable to invest in because governments, having been taken over by communists, governments will take large quantities of taxpayer money and they'll make sure you get a generous return on your investment. Now that that generous return on investment is disappearing a bit with Donald Trump in charge, now he's moderating a bit. I've had a change of heart. I used to think that 5 billion people need to die in order for the earth to continue. Now, well, maybe a couple million. No big deal. Yeah. Maybe I'm just cynical, but the same people who've been supporting abortion forever didn't suddenly become wonderful people. By the way, speaking of abortion, have you given to preborn? The year end is upon us. Do you realize that? We're 2 months away from the end of the year. You know what you're going to be wanting? A tax deduction. Could you imagine saving the life of a baby and writing it off on your taxes? That's what you can do with preborn. Preborn goes out there into these high abortion areas. They have pro-life clinics where they give free ultrasounds and love and care to women who are about to abort their babies. Whatever she needs, they're there for her. But that ultrasound is how we save the life. That ultrasound is how she hears the heartbeat and chooses life. Help preborn and write it off on your taxes. Give whatever. Whatever you want. $28 buys an ultrasound. That's a good place to start. Maybe you had a great year. Maybe give more. We've had people give them $50,000 before. Give more, whatever. Write it off. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. Hey, Jesse, you mentioned that sour cream is disgusting and a burden to this earth. It is. What does the menu whisperer recommend putting on a baked potato? Or is a baked potato a no-no altogether? Baked potatoes suck. Look, a twice-baked potato, that doesn't count. That's a totally different ballgame. Now that can be just packed full of flavor and cheese and all kinds of good stuff. I love potatoes. A baked potato is the most boring form of potatoes ever. What, Chris? What about potato skins? Potato skins are fine. You know, we used to have in my house, granted, probably not the most heart healthy, but we used to take a potato and slice it up thin, real, real thin. And then you just straight up, you season it real good, Cajun or just salt and pepper, something like that. Drop some oil, or tallow would be better now. Drop some tallow in a pan, and you essentially fry up these little potato pucks so they get kind of crispy. Now, I'm pretty sure my mom used vegetable oil, but either way, tomato. Now, that's a legit way to make a potato. Or the tater tot is always a winner. The fry, baked potato. Get out of here. Let's do some emails. Next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you that you can email the show your love, your death threats, your hate, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All that can be emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hey, Jesse, recently there's been news regarding a drop in fentanyl overdose deaths, which is a good thing. However, why isn't there a stat that takes into account for overdoses that still occur but are saved using Narcan? I'm glad we can save anybody at this point. Drugs especially that hardcore stuff. It's just so terrible. It's so freaking sad. And you know the worst part? It's kind of the way human nature works. Let's say we get a handle on fentanyl. Let's say we get it locked down, Mexican cartels, the works. They'll come up with some brand new weird concoction in somebody's bathtub somewhere that messes people up. And it's the human nature, man. Hey, Jesse, why is it no one ever mentions West Virginia? Beautiful blood red state, very affordable. Nice to see a big four-wheel drive truck drive by with three Trump flags blowing in the wind, people honking their horns, wonderful West Virginia. Well, you've heard me mention West Virginia about 8,000 times because I grew up right by West Virginia, right there, well, till I was 10, right there on the Ohio River, right there on the West Virginia border. When we took vacations when I was a kid, well, obviously we're not flying to the Caribbean or something like that, so we would drive down to West Virginia. We'd go down into the caves and do all kinds of stuff. West Virginia is way, way, way cool. I think a lot of people get a false impression on West Virginia. They think it's completely this backwater place. And don't get me wrong, parts of it are pretty country. There's no question about it. But beautiful, freaking cool. The people are wonderful. And we forget, West Virginia was a Democrat stronghold. It's part of how Middle America left the Democrat Party. West Virginia was solidly blue. And then Barack Obama gets elected and just declares open war on the coal industry, which is obviously huge for a state like West Virginia. Now it's one of the reddest states out there. Democrats continue to lose people because they continue to destroy everything. It's wild. And it is super affordable. Super affordable. Jesse, I'm listening to your broadcast about transactional and tribal voters, and the question is not about what they vote for, but how are alien non-American people allowed to vote? Well, let me explain something, because this applies to all the welfare checks and things like that. People find a way to lie, even when they just find a way to lie. They find a way to misdirect the truth. So how do illegals collect all these welfare benefits? They don't qualify for welfare. How's that happen? How do all these illegals vote? Their babies are citizens. We have so perverted the law in this country that they have taken the 14th Amendment, which was for freed slaves, and then one disgusting ruling after another has brought us to the place where we now say anybody born here is an American citizen. And so we have this concept, which you've heard of many times before, anchor babies. If you are pregnant and an illegal, you just try to find a way to hop across the border to have your baby. Yeah, you may still be illegal, but that baby, because of the perversion of our laws, is now an American citizen. They do this, and then when they have babies, they're American citizens. And when they have babies, and they're American citizens. So let's say Ob and me were illegal. If Ob and me are illegal, all right, that's bad. What if we hop across the border? Beep, she pops out James. Year or two later, beep, she pops out Luke. Well, James and Luke are now American citizens. Now, James is getting married. Beep, they start popping out babies. Luke gets married. Beep, they start popping out babies. Babies and babies and babies. Maybe I'm here living with them. Maybe I'm illegal, but they're legal as can be. They're legal, they're voting, they're collecting welfare checks. We have some of these families. In fact, this has become more prevalent in some of the Islamic newcomers we have in this country. They will show up and they will only have babies and keep getting married, bringing in more women because you get paid per child. 40 million freaking people on welfare. What are we doing in this country? 40 million people, while normal people are working their fingers to the bone, working two jobs, barely making ends meet. 40 million people. They're not starving. I'm like, get out of here with that crap. Jesse, you said before the left is good at mobilizing, and that seems true. Why doesn't the right organize counter rallies? Well, this comes back to what I touched on earlier. Why? What are we rallying against? We like to do some of this, and I respect some of it. For instance, you find out in your local community, let's say there's going to be a big I Hate Donald Trump rally this weekend. Maybe you're tempted to make some signs and gather up some friends of yours and go stand across the street at a counter rally. And I'm not pouring cold water on your efforts, by the way. If that's how you want to get involved, that's fine. But why? What's the point? There has to be a point to get people to go out into the streets. The point, just holding up signs when they're holding up signs, I don't think that's moving the cultural needle any direction, especially when these communist protests are so small now. They are so small. It's a bunch of paid grannies out there waving these signs, doing stupid dances, singing stupid songs. That No Kings protest didn't move the needle at all. At all. Now they've got poor Grandma Vodka out there defending
them. You saw a march that was not political. And the value of it was that it wasn't political. No King's Day. It was spontaneous, organic, but everybody was there.
Now you're stuck with lies like that. Just pathetic. Hey, Jesse. With this commie going to be mayor of New York City, doesn't it seem like the Statue of Liberty should not be in New York City anymore? He wants to take away freedoms and stuff. Well, look, the Statue of Liberty was a gift. Right? It was a gift from the French. I got that. You understand that? I understand that. I like that the Statue of Liberty is part of the symbol of America, mainly because it's called the Statue of Liberty. It makes people think about freedom, and that's why it's positioned where it is and facing the direction it's facing. In fact, I will encourage you again, visit New York City, go to the 9/11 Memorial, and visit the Statue of Liberty. Maybe even take one of those walking tours there, because it's really, really fascinating, the history behind it. But look, I don't like that a communist is going to be mayor of New York City either, because you know how much I adore the place. I hate it. I hate that once Mamdani gets elected, I'll probably never be back. If I do, it'll be one of those for work things where you fly in, you go, you got to go meet the suits for dinner, turn around, fly out first thing the next morning or that night if you're lucky. I've done that before. In fact, I just did that recently. It was amazing. Anyway, I don't like that we're losing New York City. I don't like that we're losing Chicago. I don't like that we're losing LA, Seattle. I hate it. But there are costs to being negligent about politics. We on the right were far too negligent for far too long about the kind of Republicans we put into office, and we allowed Republicans to get elected and reelected and reelected who facilitated the invasion of this country. Republicans helped Democrats facilitate the invasion of this country. Now we have a guy who's going to be mayor in New York City that American-born New Yorkers don't want at all. They reject him completely. But the foreign-born New Yorkers love him. Sucks. Speaking of foreign, isn't it nice to talk to an American in customer service? Isn't that pleasant? I love it. But it's so rare. You might not even remember the last time you got to talk to an American. Who hires Americans anymore? After all, you can save a couple bucks if you just go hire someone from a dump. But not Pure Talk. Pure Talk not only hires Americans, they're Americans right here at home. I want to stress that. You know the reason you dial #250 and you say Jesse Kelly, and it's almost jarring at how pleasant the English speaker on the other end of the line is? That's because that's an American working for a wonderful company, a patriotic company. Pure Talk hires Americans, an American company, American jobs, and they'll save you money on your cell phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Now is the time. Switch to Pure Talk. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I want to give you a couple little programming notes for tomorrow, because there's a couple different things happening right now, and I'm gonna do something that we normally don't do a lot of. We're going to have two guests on tomorrow, both of whom you're well familiar with. One is Brandon Weikert. The reason I'm bringing on Brandon Weikert is it's twofold. There are Russian cargo jets flying into Venezuela. You already know we have our Navy down there. You also know that we've been providing Ukraine with weapons to kill Russian soldiers for a long time. Russia is now flying military aircraft into Venezuela. I want to know why. I'm going to ask Brandon Weikert about that tomorrow. Plus, I'll touch on some China deal stuff with him. So that's coming. Another thing that's coming tomorrow, BK, you already know him, our former Air Force PJ, our super ninja type. BK is going to join us. We're going to talk about, one, this bank heist, or the Louvre heist, not a bank heist in France. I want to know if it's as cool as it sounds. We're going to talk about Africa, because we have a genocide going on of Christians in Africa. There's a civil war in Africa. Africa just can never seem to get its act together. And BK is very, very familiar with Africa. It's one of his areas of expertise. And I felt the need to do both those things tomorrow. So it's a rare day where we go from no guests to two guests. So that's coming. Another thing that's coming tomorrow. I have just been caught up in the news and other stupid things that I talk about. So I've been really negligent on getting to the emails. And I know Ask Dr. Jesse Friday is coming. Tomorrow I am going to attempt to hack away at a huge stack of wonderful emails I haven't gotten yet. You're welcome to email them in. Your chances are probably better for tomorrow than normally. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to all that. Now, I want to ask you something. Chris, Corey, I want to ask you something. If I could guarantee that you would live and that you would not be injured in any significant way, maybe bump, bruise, something like that, maybe you sprained something. If I could guarantee that, would you want to be involved in a helicopter that crashes into the ocean and then you get rescued? Chris said yes. Corey said no. Corey, you unbelievable wuss. What a wuss. I just said you wouldn't die. I brought this up because we touched on it a little bit. This happened a couple days ago. A U.S. Navy helicopter crashed in the South China Sea. All the crew, they're all rescued and they're all in stable condition. So you don't have to feel guilty about this conversation whatsoever. The crew's fine. Everyone's fine. And, of course, as soon as it went down, my heart was in my throat because I immediately thought, oh, they're all dead. So many times these helicopter crashes, everybody dies. Plane crash, everyone dies. They didn't. Into the water. Obviously, they're a little shaken up. Everyone's alive. Everyone's stable. Everything's good. So it immediately went from, oh, please, I hope they're all okay, to, wait a minute, they're all fine? Wouldn't that be freaking cool? That's exactly right, Chris. That's exactly what I said. Jewish producer Chris said, what a story. I don't know that I would have a conversation again for the next 10 years of my life where I didn't find a way to insert in that conversation that, so you know that time I crashed my helicopter in the South China Sea? Oh, did I already tell you guys this before? No, I don't think I did. Sit back again while I tell you once again that, well, the chopper went down in the South China Sea and I thought I was a goner, and I would probably add little improvements to it every time. By the time I was done, I'd be fighting off great white sharks and, it, you know, saving my buddy from the deep and who knows what else. But I would 100% do it. The reason I got this idea is I forget what the circumstances were. I think it might be an oil platform thing, but I was watching a documentary one time, and part of the training they went through, it was a helicopter crew. They have this huge tank, and we have so many oil field guys who listen. Someone's going to know exactly what I'm talking about. This huge tank where there's a fake helicopter in the tank. They strap you in it like you're in a helicopter, and then they fill it up with water. And you have to find a way to get out of your seatbelt and get out to the surface of the water. I want to do that so, so badly. I'm ready for it, Chris. I feel like I'm still that guy. I'm still that guy like I've ever been. I can swim really well, though. Not to brag. Fred gets rough greens. Not bragging about that, but my dog doesn't go to the vet anymore. Seriously, other than shots, we have not had to take Fred to the vet one time since we started sprinkling rough greens on his food. That's about $500 a pop anymore. Rough greens doesn't cost me money. It saves me money. Whatever you spend on rough greens, it saves you money. Because your dog is healthier. When you start sprinkling a nutritional supplement, the number one in America, on your dog's food, when they finally start getting vitamins and minerals and everything else, your dog is healthier. You will see it in their energy levels, in their coat. They're amazing. Their breath, which is really a nice improvement for Fred. Go to roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse gets you a free jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Study. 91% of patients in a study show cardiovascular side effects from the Moderna vaccine. They really forced that thing into so many freaking people now, and no one wants to give these people justice. No one wants to give these people who are injured, who've lost loved ones. Everyone just wants to move on. I don't want to move on at all. I want a reckoning still. Sean Duffy announces he just yanked $160 million from a blue state. That blue state would, of course, be California. Why? California continues to give CDL driver's licenses to illegals, although I know CDL and driver's license is redundant. They continue to give them to illegals. Illegals keep killing people on the highway because they can't read, speak, or understand English. Reminder that Democrat policies kill people all the time. Trump secures $350 billion trade deal with South Korea. I still want to visit South Korea. I've been told the beef is incredible. I'm also told it's very, very clean and safe. And I also feel like North Korea is going to attack again. So I want to get over there before that. U.S. government-aided firms selling surveillance tech to China. How much of our country has been sold out to China? Refugee returns to Syria because of a pride flag in Denmark. Muslim refugees in Denmark are so sick of the LGBTQ demon mob stuff, they're willing to move back to Syria just to get away from these people. Copper price hits record high on U.S.-China hopes. Let's hope this U.S.-China deal, let's hope it stabilizes things and then we get things figured out, all right? We'll talk to Weikert about that tomorrow as well. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.